truly believe, and I really mean this, if you like basketball, there's no way you don't like Nikola Jokic's game.
So it's nearly impossible to stop.
The Denver Nuggets are on the road to their second straight NBA championship, or at least trying to attempt it, Sammy. But Sammy, my question to you is, what makes Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets so damn good?
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And before me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling. Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, Nikola Jokic. What did I say?
Yeah, I know. I answered your question.
Oh, okay. I thought I said his name wrong. I'm like, Nikola. So, yeah, of course, Nikola Jokic makes him so damn good.
That's what makes him so
good. Thank you for listening to today's podcast, guys. You can like and subscribe to the channel. Let me know if you think Nikola Jokic is a good basketball player or not. You can subscribe. No, I'm kidding, man. He is damn good.
You just took my joke.
I know. I wasn't taking it. I was running with it, making it, you know, into a longer, more, you know, funny bit for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the longer bit. It's Nikola Jokic. I mean, at the end of the day, I think there are only a few specific players in the NBA that, no matter what you throw at them, no matter what you do, there is no humanly possible way to slow them down even or stop them. And that's why the Denver Nuggets are the Denver Nuggets. You look at other teams. You have teams like the Phoenix Suns, right? They built their super team with Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker. You can go into a game like the Suns did against the Wolves and get your ass kicked because Booker only had like 16 points. Beal had an average game. Durant, you know, if Durant's not scoring 32, he had one other assist, and the game didn't flow the right way. With the Nuggets having Nikola Jokic, the game is always going to flow in the right direction for multiple reasons. He doesn't demand 30 shots to get his points. He doesn't demand, you know, he doesn't demand anything. It's like he plays basketball in the flow of the game, and because he's so good, it just works out perfectly for him and the rest of the team.
Yeah, it is like when they're clicking and hitting, like I think the only way to stop them is this. If Jamal Murray, for example, I'm just gonna use him as an example because I like Jamal Murray and he's really good. If he just got cold, like all of a sudden, let's just say he like got, for baseball term, he got the yips or he lost his bat. And he just stopped making threes, and Jokic is making a perfect pass, and Jokic and Murray can't shoot anymore. The only way you beat the Denver Nuggets is if they get cold right now. I really believe that. Or you get so hot that it's impossible to stop you. We saw that with the Suns a few times. They got hot and just scored 130 plus points to beat the Nuggets.
Yeah,
like those are the only two ways to beat them.
I don't even know if the Nuggets getting cold will do it, because I think the way that Jokic plays, he'll find a way to get Aaron Gordon rolling or Caldwell Pope rolling or Michael Porter. I just think they're so balanced that at the end of the day, they also, when they get cold, that's the interesting thing I've noticed, they will bounce back like this because their basketball has so much flow to it and it's not surrounded by, you know, I love the Lakers. I know they're playing the Nuggets right now. It's harder when you have, you know, in the situation like a LeBron James, right? If LeBron demands the ball all day, every day, right? Like for the offense to flow, LeBron needs to get a certain amount of shots. He needs to be the assist maker. I know Jokic has somewhat of a similar, you know, like you want to surround it around him, but I just feel like he's the 1990 big man mixed with the modern play that we haven't seen before, that he knows how to just go with the entire flow of the game. I don't feel like there's ever a point where it's like, guys, let's break up the offense. Jokic did not get the touches enough and like we have to go to him. It's never.
And I think that's just European basketball's influence on the game. I mean, these guys.
I don't know. Luka needs the ball a lot.
God, that's a good point. Yeah, Luka is a little bit different. Luka needs the ball every single second. But I feel like it's just like soccer. like really, like the way the game flows, like, oh, if I touch it, I touch it. If not, like, there's so much attention on me that someone else is open. It's just such a fluid basketball game. And like, I know so many, I truly believe, and I really mean this, if you like basketball, there's no way you don't like Nikola Jokic's game. If you actually like basketball. Now, you could not like Nikola Jokic, you know, oh, I don't want, you know, Europeans to take over the NBA, or I don't like Nikola Jokic because he doesn't seem like he cares. He cares, by the way. You don't get this good if you don't care. But to actually, like, watch the game of basketball and see it flow around him, there's no way, if you actually like basketball, not just the idea of basketball, that you don't like Nikola Jokic. In my opinion, I might be wrong. There might be someone who likes basketball that doesn't like watching Nikola Jokic, but I just feel like it's just art on a basketball court.
It is. And at the end of the day, it's going to be hard to stop them. I mean, yeah. My big – you can see it too. The Lakers came out with, like, high
all
energy.
All guns They're blazing.
Up, yeah. Up 7 at the end of the first quarter, and it's a good example that the Lakers are the type of team that if anybody can compete with the Denver Nuggets, it is a team like the Lakers, because they have Anthony Davis and they have LeBron James, and a lot of the other teams they're going to play moving forward don't have a 7-footer in Anthony Davis who is really fucking good offensively and defensively, and a super-duper star that's 6'8" in LeBron James, who is a superstar still to this day. But when you see what, like, they can do, like, and beat the Lakers and outscore them by, you know, freaking whatever it is, 12, 13, 14 in the second half, I don't know how other teams are going to slow that down. I don't know what the Phoenix Suns would do if they run into Aaron Gordon, especially that, like, front court part where it's just, like, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter, and Jokic. Yeah, I don't know what the Suns would do. What, Durant's going to guard Jokic? I know, yeah. Okay, Nurkic. Or, like, who's going to guard Porter and who's going to guard Aaron Gordon, right? Like,
but the Suns have somehow given the Nuggets fits this year.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying, over a 7-game series, because, like, yes. I thought, I personally, the worst possible first round matchup for Denver was LA because of Anthony Davis, and I think you could see in game one why, just like, once that Denver Nuggets team flows, they flow, and it obviously Nikola Jokic is the reason for that, but it's going to be hard
game,
to stop
game
them.
Game two tonight, though. Like this could all, like, be just for, like, the Lakers could go out to Denver and win. Which, by the way, I don't think they have in 5 years now. They said 4 years. Yeah, but I mean, if they this whole conversation could be like, oh, actually, it's a series after game two, which is what makes the NBA playoffs so great. But I agree with you. I just don't see it. And I do believe the Lakers might be one of their toughest matchups for the whole playoffs.
It is. I mean, like I said, the Anthony Davis and LeBron James thing is not a joke. I mean, they are big. They are good. They're smart. They've won before. Anthony Davis is a great defender. But you have Nikola Jokic.
Exactly. All right, Sammy. So, as always, I'm going to give you a little quiz here at the end of the podcast. And this one is centered on Nikola Jokic. So, Sammy, there's been 8 players in NBA history to have 10 or more triple-doubles in the NBA playoffs. Can you name all 8?
Magic Johnson, LeBron James, Nikola Jokic.
Those are 3 of them.
Did Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook's one of them. You're 4-4-8.
Oscar Robinson?
Nope.
Triple-doubles in the playoffs. James Harden?
Yep. Nope.
Yep, nope.
What? Nope, 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 nope.
Why did you
nope,
say
nope,
yeah?
Andre. I didn't. I said nope.
Magic. Larry Bird, no.
Larry Bird is right. One of them.
Is it? Okay, it's 5.
Yeah. You got 5 of the 8 so far.
Oh, boy. 5 of 8.
Yeah, triple you got doubles. 3 left.
Did Kobe
10 and
it?
More. Kobe did not.
10 and more? Magic, yep. Oscar, LeBron.
No Oscar.
Larry Bird. Oh, no, that's good. Magic, LeBron, Russell Westbrook, Larry Bird. Who else did I say?
You said Magic, LeBron, Nikola, Russell Westbrook, and Larry Bird.
Okay. Are they recent or old? Just give me a hint.
Pretty recent.
Pretty recent.
Yeah.
Luka Doncic.
No.
I don't got it.
All right. Jason Kidd, Draymond Green, and Rajon Rondo.
The Jason Kidd one should have been easy.
Yeah. Oscar Rondo, Robertson had nine, by the way. No, eight. Yeah, eight of them.
Well, wasn't Oscar Robinson like the triple-double king?
Yeah, but not confused. In the playoffs.
I guess not. game didn't translate.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah, and Wilt Chamberlain had nine of them.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I was like, he probably fell short on some assists or blocks on some of them.
Yeah, Magic's all-time leader, 30, even LeBron 8 with LeBron James was 28, Nikola Jokic 16. Those are the top three.
Yeah, makes sense.
Exactly. All right, well, thank you for watching. This is Hoops on Tap, part of the Sports on Tap Network. You can find all our links in our football channel, anything we do in the link in the description, below us. If you want to listen to our podcast in the audio version, you can do that also below. If you're, driving in the car, you do not want to watch us on YouTube while driving because that would be a distraction, and we don't like distractions while driving. My name is George on Tap. With me is my brother Sammy on Tap. And Sammy, you know what we like to say?
Thanks for stopping by.